Thank you for calling our staff Fiverr. My name is Frami. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, is it Frami?
It's Frami. Yes, Frami. How are you?
Good. My name is Marianne Hildebrandt. And
hi.
We are interested in signing up for Archtop.
Okay, yes, I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. Let me start by looking up your address just to make sure that we have it in service. What is your address?
11 Simmons Street, Saugerties, New York.
Thank you. And the zip code is 12477, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Let me take a look. 11 12477. Take a look. Okay, yes, so the address has been in service. Are you looking to sign up today? Do you have any questions?
Yeah, looking to sign up, I guess a couple questions. I know when your rep had walked around a while ago, it kind of answered a fair amount of them, but my one question is, how do I coordinate canceling my existing internet, which is Verizon, and your setup so that I don't have any lapse?
Okay, so what we can do is once we're done with the setup, it will give me a date for installation. Most likely it's going to be 5 business days from today. We do advise our new customers to wait until Archtop Fiverr has installed the our services before you cancel your current provider, so you won't lose any connectivity, you know, any internet. At the end of the, if you decide to sign up right now with me, and then I'll schedule the appointment, and then we will know the day of, and then you can probably call Verizon and tell them the day after.
Gotcha. Make sure it's working.
Correct.
Like that.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you would like to continue sign up? Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, I'd like to. I know you're running the special, the $69.99, and you have the what is that? Free installation and free router and so on.
Yes.
My curiosity is are you running any better deal? Because quite honestly, I am paying less for Verizon right now, but I want better service. But I was just curious if you had anything other.
So other than the $69.99, we gives you 1,000 megabits. We have the lowest we can offer is 500 megabits. I don't know. I'm not sure how much megabits you have with Verizon.
I don't have a clue. All I know is it's slow.
Yeah, I mean, do you have a lot of devices at home connected to your internet at the moment?
You know, we each have a tablet, we each have, we have a computer, we each have our cell phones. I think our frustration is, when we talk to the rep who came around the neighborhood, the frustration is when we go to stream anything, you know, it's always buffering with existing service. So probably the 1,000 is the route to go.
Yes, I was going to advise you the same, yes.
I mean, because that's really where it gets very frustrating. And when we have company come and they're used to high-speed internet and they come here.
When everybody connects to the internet, that's when I see.
Yeah, I think the relatives are ready to disown us. It might be a way to keep them away, but...
Exactly.
But anyway. I thought I would ask. So, yeah, okay. We'd like to go forward and get
perfect.
This set up.
Okay, yes. I'm a bit more than happy to help you with that. So we're going with the 1 gig package. All the equipment is included. At this moment, do you know if you're going to need any extenders for your house?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. So if you do decide in the future, you can also add them. Each extender is $7.99 per extender per month.
What's an extender? Let me ask you.
So if your house is too big, like let's say we recommend a house from 1,000 to 2,500 square feet, at least one extender that is like a device that you put in another room further from the main router, and that will help you bring the internet to those further rooms, those rooms that are further from the router. If you notice that the connection is running slower and, you know, in another room that's at least, you know, 20, 30 feet from the router.
Right.
That might be. But if you don't have any at this moment, you might be okay.
Yeah, I don't pay for anything additional. So I assume if I had an extender, even through Verizon, I'd be paying for it, correct?
Yes. I mean, yeah, you will know. You will know that you have an extender because it's another device that is, like, plugged into your wall.
I got you. Okay. And that's something you could add later if we decide that was a need?
Yes. Yes, that's something that we can add later.
Okay.
And, Marianne, do we also offer phone services? Is that something that you'd be interested in doing today?
I'm sorry, you offer what?
Phone services, like the landline.
Oh, no, we're good. We're fine.
Okay,
perfect. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I just want to confirm that the address of service will be 11 Simmons Street, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And do you own or rent this property?
Oh, we own.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. How are your current utilities wires fit into your home? Is the power cables and or phone is coming in through air or on the ground? If you're not sure, it's okay.
I'm moving out to where. Right. So my husband, you heard that everything is underground except for
Okay. TV cable. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No, same.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, and it's going to be under your name, correct? Marianne?
Yes, let's put it under mine. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it M-A-R-Y-A-N-N?
It's M-A-R-Y, and then it's capital A-N-N.
A-N-N.
Correct.
Okay.
And
can you spell your last name for me, please?
Sure can. H-I-L, D as in David, E, B as in boy, R-A, N Nancy, D David, T Thomas.
Okay. Hildebrand?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Look. And what is your email address?
It's all lowercase. It's M as in Mary, A-H, M as in Mark, O-H, at Verizon.net.
Okay.
And that will stay the same, correct? That shouldn't change.
I don't think it should change.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So it's I'm just gonna double check it. The email is mahmoh@verizon.net.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. And what is your primary phone number?
Area code 845-246-3497. That's a landline.
Okay. 845-246-3. And what is the best way for us to contact you? Could it be through phone, email, or text?
Probably phone is the best.
Okay, perfect. All right. So do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtab and its agents or vendors to the phone that you provided today?
Sure.
All right. You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition to purchase, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me just go continue here. All right, so as part of our order process, we would need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate who you are, who you say you are, and to see if you are required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require a $50 deposit. Would you like to do the credit check today or the deposit?
Sure. Credit check is fine.
Okay, thank you. Let me go into this other screen. All right. I'm just going to enter your information here really quick.
Simmons. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I already entered your address, name, and phone number. Can you please provide me your social security number?
Sure. It's 102-46-6040.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me just submit this. Okay, perfect. Copy the report number, and you passed. Everything is good. Okay, so to get the $69.99 price, you will need to enroll into auto pay and paperless billing with your checking or savings account. Do you have that information today?
I do. Okay. This is my checking account.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you're ready with the routing number.
Routing number? Okay, it's 221-971-086.
Okay, thank you very much. And the account number?
It's 060-109-5180.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, will I get notification each month as to when it's being taken out?
Yes. So the first bill, the first payment will come out on the day of installation. And then starting the next month, it's going to continue coming out on the same date.
Whatever date it's installed, that'll be its monthly billing date.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But you will, they do send out an email or something saying?
Yes. They do send you an email saying your bill is ready or
gotcha.
With you once your invoice is ready. Yes.
Okay.
Mhm. All right. And you do give us permission to take your monthly payments from this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're almost done.
Okay.
All right. When we are in your property, anything that we should be aware of, any buried wire, septic tanks? You said that most utilities are on the wire, on the ground.
Correct, yes. Okay. No, we don't have septic. It's all public.
Okay.
Is there anything, Mark?
No.
Nope.
I don't think you have any problems.
Okay, perfect. You have any questions right now or any comments at this time?
Just one question I was thinking of. So once they come and install, and I know they got to come in the house and stuff, right? So we'll set up an appointment when we're here, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to then do anything? I mean, do I have to make any, you know, move my current account, you know, my current stuff to this? I don't know. I don't even know what the question is, but you know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah, so it's okay. So the day of installation, so most likely that what's going to happen is before installation day, they will contact you to let you know that they might be coming in. You don't need to be home for this part, but they, if you want to, you could be. You'd let them know, I want to be here. Let me know when you come in. They would evaluate your property and see what's the best way to bring the fiber in. Most likely it's going to be on the ground. So they'll most likely the day before would do the digging and bury the wire.
Okay.
Outside of the house. And then for the day of installation, they will come in. You need to be home. Somebody needs to be home for installation day.
Right.
And they bring all the equipment, everything that you need, your router, everything that they provide all the equipment. So you don't need, they will do the switching. They will connect everything for you and explain to you what network to set up all your devices to, so you can connect to the internet.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Got that. Okay.
All right. Alrighty, and let me see. So, if they need to put a temporary drop on the floor, and they say, they need to come back later to bury everything, they'll leave everything as it was. Is it okay for them to leave a temporary drop, like outside, and then come back?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you did that at our neighbors, and she said they came back. I know I talked to her because I wanted to find, and she said, well, they left the wire out. And then I talked to her yesterday. She says, oh, I said, well, did they ever bury your wire? And she said, yeah, they came back at some point. I don't even know when.
Yes, so. they give it at least, the max they give it is 10 days from installation day, but they usually don't go on 10 days. Before the 10 day, they come back and bury everything.
Okay.
So do you agree to bond by the terms of service as they may change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirements to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me sign up. I'm just waiting for the schedule to see when it's going to be the next installation appointment. All right, so it's giving me a day, very soon, September 3rd. That is a Tuesday. Is that a good day for you?
Let me see. Well, do you know what time?
I have, yes.
Wait a minute, I think it's a, hold on. I'm thinking the wrong date, so hold on. No, actually, that should be fine.
Okay. So I have, in the morning, I have 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. In the afternoon, we have 1 p.m. or 3 p.m.
10 a.m. is good.
10. Okay, perfect. All right. So now that your installation is scheduled, you will receive two emails from Arstar Fiber. One will be the confirmation of this order, and the other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your Arstar Fiber account, where you will be able to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept your term of services. Please be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment. And we have spoken about this earlier. To maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers to wait until Arstar Fiber's services are installed before counseling with their current provider, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're all done right now with the sign-up. Your appointment would be on the 3rd at 10 a.m. Do you have anything else, any question, anything else that I can assist you before we finish the call?
No, I think we're good, Mark. Do you have anything else?
No.
Oh, I think we're good.
All right, Miriam, thank you so much for calling the Arstar Fiber today. Welcome to the family. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You do as well.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.